Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Samach Dalet, Erevin 64. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel gave a ruling in the context of Erevin, which Rav Nachman praised. Rav Nachman said about Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel's ruling, Kama Ma'alya Hashmaita, just how beautiful is this halacha. So since he said one halacha of Rav Yehuda and the name of Shmuel was beautiful, the Gemara records a second teaching. It says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shata Raviyah, said if a person drink a Raviyah of wine, which is a quarter lug of wine, al yori. He's not allowed to give halacha. He's not allowed to give halacha about iser v'heter, that he's not allowed to rule whether or not something is permitted or prohibited. Because the reason is, the wine is obviously going to play with his mind, and he's not going to be as sharp. So that is the halacha that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel gave. So shockingly, Rav Nachman said, Lo ma'alya hashmaita. In this case, Rav Nachman says, I don't like this teaching. Da ana, because I call kama delusha tina revias of the chamra. As long as I don't drink a revias of wine, lo tzio daite, my mind is not clear. I mean to say, it's just the opposite. My mind is only clear only when I drink a little bit of wine. And that gives me the clarity to be able to teach. So Amar Le Rava, my time Amar Mar Hachi. So Rava he's not actually talking about the Psak itself, but he said, why did you say that this teaching of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel is not good? Why would you say that? Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, my doch siv v'roez zonos ya abed hon. What do you do about the verse which says from Proverbs that the roez zonos ya abed hon, meaning to say that this is a shepherd for zonos is going to lose his money. What does it mean, zonos? No, it means if this one is beautiful, whoever says Koa Omer Shmua Zo Naya, whoever says this teaching is beautiful, Zo Einanoha, and this teaching is not beautiful, such a person, Ma'abed Hona Shal Torah, this, such a person is going to be destroying the honor of the Torah. In the end, it's going to be forgotten from him. Meaning, we shouldn't say about Torah, this one's beautiful, this one's not beautiful. Everything is beautiful. Who are we to be the judge? Amar Le, when Rav Nachman said to Rava that, when Rav Nachman heard this, So he said, Hadri Bey, he returned. And he recanted. He said he was sorry he said it. Even to just say this teaching is beautiful, that's also prohibited, because that implies, says the Marsha, that there are other teachings that are not beautiful. And so therefore, a person shouldn't say that. The person shouldn't say, oh, this teaching of Torah is beautiful. Who are we to say that this one is beautiful and others are not? Everything that is associated with Torah is just overwhelmingly beautiful. We shouldn't be qualifying or limiting it. Amar Abba Barafuna, in this context, he says, sometimes I want to say something so hard because it just strikes us, and to our limited understanding, it just strikes us as so overwhelmingly beautiful. Sometimes we have to say we were just moved, but it's really, we have to be very careful about that. It says Rabbi Barafuna, Shasoi Al Yisbalo, that one who is drunk should not pray. V'mispalo, and if he does pray, Tefillah so tefillah, it is a valid prayer, and he doesn't need to go back and pray it. But shikor, but somebody who's drunk, the first case was somebody who just drank wine. Now this person is drunk, al yisbalo, he shouldn't drink. He shouldn't pray. V'mispalo, and if he does pray, tefillah so teweva, not only is his prayer not acceptable, it's an abomination. It's an abomination to pray when one is drunk. So says the Gemara, hechidami shit shasoi, vehechidami shikor, what's considered having drunk wine, and what's considered drunk? Ki ad rab, abba bar shumi, v'rab menashe bar yirmi, am a gifti, avu kam Yufti. That one time they were leaving each other by the river Yufti, and Amru, they said, but before we leave, we should each say a word of Torah to each other. The person should, when he leaves their friends, has to say a dvar alach. You have to say a chiddush, a Torah teaching. That's how he's always going to remember his friend. So as we learned that that it's like the Torah is with you, that you're still carrying it with you wherever you go. So pasa chad v'amar. So one of them opened up their mouth and said, he says, what's considered to drink wine and what's considered drunk? Is anything that you're still able to speak in front of the king with proper respect, then you could pray under those circumstances. But what is shikor? You're not able to speak. In such a case, if you're not able to speak, it's going to be considered an abomination. So that's the first halacha that was spoken. Pasach idach. So the other one opened up and said, let's say somebody grabs a hold of the possessions of a convert who died and he has no heirs, because every Jew has a relative. But somebody who converts, it's like he's a newborn person, so he maybe doesn't have any relatives. So such a person who who dies and he doesn't give away his possessions before he dies, whoever takes them owns them. So since the person got this money without working hard, and he can lose them because of an ayin hara that comes up on him, what should he do to keep the possessions in his property? What's the best way to make sure you don't lose your possessions? Yikach b'hen sefer Torah. He should buy a sefer Torah with them. And if he purchases a sefer Torah with the merit of this mitzvah, he will acquire in his possession everything else will remain. So in the merit of purchasing a sefer Torah, everything else will remain. And says Rav Sheshes, afilu baal benichsa ishto, let's say there's a person who acquires the possessions of his wife also with these possessions that he gets from his wife, and he's worried he's getting an ayin hara, and so therefore what should he do with them? He should take them and buy a sefer Torah. With the merit of acquiring a sefer Torah, he's not going to have an ayin hara. So we see from here the Torah scrolls, what if a person has money to what is the most important thing a person can purchase with his money? Is a sefer Torah, because that is like the best insurance that a person can buy anything in the world, because his money will last forever, because the Torah scroll is the only thing in the world that is eternal. Is the Torah. The Torah is eternal.